creation, so that's not considered matter as chalkin. In other words, should we have schus to force each other to build the mechitza of nisipes? And the Gemara says the mechitza of nisipes is to prevent the other fellow from being nitpes of kikaf. Because if there is no mechitza, so then he can be masivu too, not only masivu. I mean, let's say he makes the precautionary measures against the Asogis Vu. So in other words, let's say he hasn't recorded the exact measurements, the boundaries, but he can trespass if there is no mechitze, even a mechitze of nisipes between this chelek and that chelek, so Rubin can always, with impunity, trespass upon Shimon's chotzer. He wants to take out something, he wants to do something there. So mainly should be chelek beschus. That's part and parcel of this uschukim, that to build the mechitze so that it will mark off the chilek of Reuven from the chilek of Shimon, and there has to be a physical manifestation so that if Reuven will try to trespass, he'll be able to catch him. Shimon will be able to catch him. Like this, he can never catch him, even if he finds it. So he'll say, "Oh, I forgot that this is the imaginary line drawn between my chelek and your chelek." But if there is a mechitze, then he cannot, you know, deceive him in any way, he cannot manipulate, so he'll be able to prevent, so in other words, Shimon from trespassing upon his karke. So that's the source of being chelek, the karke, so that each shooter will be a matter of self. So that's a basic source of shooting. That if two are shooting in a certain chayvetz, and if it's a chotzer sheyesh beit chaluke, so they have a schus kviya to enforce a chaluke. And what's chaluke mean? Not just dividing it mentally. It means to divide it in such a way that each one will be matter as chaluke, and the other one will not be able to encroach upon the other fellows, upon his neighbor's chayv. So that's a schus of being chilek in such a way that each shiteh will be matter as chalek. So apparently the shiteh of the oruch is, in other words, it seems shooting, even according to the Moshe that has a kriya in his Moshe. So, but they still have a schus to build the mechitza of nisipes. But the oruch of nisipes doesn't mean a cheap mechitze. It means a regular mechitze in accordance with the minute amine. Except that it can have chalitz. It can have chalitz. Why? Because that is part and parcel of the schus chluke that each shooter is entitled to be a machanes chluke. He wants to have control, full control over his chalitz. He cannot have full control over his chalek if there is no mechitze. That a mechitze that marks off his chalek from the other, from the neighbor's chalek. So the mele, so that gives him a right to force each other to build a mechitze in accordance with mitamim. But chalek, so that is according to the mandoma who says has a creation here. So mele, that means the fact that one shooter, one neighbor can watch the other neighbor's activities, tashmishim, that's nothing. Has creation as that's not considered damage. So mele, if they build in chitze with chaleinez, so then they are considered makaras chalukim. But if we say has it reishmeyase, so that means that when they divide it and they build the mechitza, even if they build the mechitza out of copper, but the copper has windows, has chalukim, and Reuven can always watch the tashmishim of Shimon, so that means that actually, in effect, each one is not makaras chalukim. What kind of a makaras chalukim is he? He's makaras chalukim in the sense that he has control over his chilek, so the chilek cannot trespass physically with his goof upon the neighbors, upon the contiguous neighbors' premises. But he can still trespass ritual. He cannot trespass with his feet on the neighbor's grounds, but visually, with his ezekriye, he can damage all day. He can just stand and keep on looking. So maybe that means that neither neighbor is makres chalke, is not makres chalke. Makres chalke means that he is protected against any trespass by the neighbor. If we say ezekriye, hoishli ezek, so visual observation is not a trespass. It's not damage. It's no hazard. Or oh, the neighbor doesn't like it, so just too bad. But al kadim, it's not considered as damage, as a trespass. But if we say hezekriya shmei hezek, so then visual observation, when the neighbor doesn't like it, doesn't approve of it, is considered a real trespass, like stepping with its feet and jumping on his bounds. So the mele, if they build a kesel in a concert with a mele, but with windows, so it's not makres chalke, because it's exposed, his chalek is always exposed to the possible trespass by another neighbor. So the mele, if we say, has it reish, may I say, so the mele, that means, so that's the roshi. So that means that they are entitled to force each other to build a mechitze in accordance with the minhag ha'mineh in order to be makres chalke, not only because of achokes mizvah. So in the case of two neighbors, who one is a balagan and the other one is a balachotzea, so it's not a question of chluke. Then it's only a near machokas nizok. But here, when they are shutrim in the chotzea, so shutrim have a schus of forcing each other to be chilek. And what does it mean to be chilek? You can be chilek, let's say, a piece of land in different ways. So one way of being chilek, the piece of land is that they should divide it in such a way that everyone will be in full control of his chilek and will not be exposed to any trespass by the other one. And you can divide it in a different way. Let's say if you set up a mechitza of misipes with windows, so then that's one kind of thing. But if you set up a mechitza without windows, then it's a different kind of thing. So if you set up a mechitza with windows, so it should have, is not makres chalke 100%. If you set up a mechitza without windows, then each shutev is 100% makres chalke. So memele, according to the law, if we say hezekriya shmei hezek, so then the schus kriya to build the mechitza in accordance with minhag ha'mineh is a schus of this, is an integral part of this schus kriya to enforce the chalut, to be makres chalke. If we say hezekriya lo ishmei hezek, so memele, it's not part and parcel of this chus to be makres chalke, because that's no trespass. But if we say ezekriya shmei ezek, so visual observation, a visual trespass is also a trespass. So memele, this chus kriya to build a case of ezekriya is an integral part of this chus kriya to enforce the haluk. A thorough haluke, a haluke in such a way that one shutev will be secure against any trespass by Gavra. But if you will not be secure and protected against the trespass by Gavra shutev, even though it's a visual trespass, so then the haluke is not made in a good way. So the mele, that's the Roshi. So the Roshi is, since the Keach Kviyeh, the obligation to enforce a keser kimina kamdine is grounded in the schus that each one has to be makeres helken, to make the chus in such a way that they will be, each one will 100% be makeres helken. So mele, the roshiti is that they have to have equal rights in that keser that is the token and that is symbolic of the hakosel. So, in other words, if the keser is set up on the grounds of both, on the grounds of both, half of the thickness of the keser is on the grounds of Uvin, and half of the thickness of the keser is on the grounds of Shimen, then he is considered makeres helken. But if the keser is set up on the grounds of Shimen by himself, at his expenses, then, and he doesn't have the same rights in that keser that is the physical token of the hakoras halke, of the haluke, so then there is a diminution in the makeras halke. That's what he says. In other words, he should get the food and says, I'll build the keser of Govin by myself. I'll pay for it on my own grounds. So Shimon can say, no, after all, I have this schus. We have a mutual schus to force each other to make the chukim in such a way that each one of us will be a makeres helken. So this keser, with this schus of enforcing the building of such a keser, is grounded in the schus that each one of us has to be makeres helken. So mele, the keser that is the physical token of the hakoras helken of each one has to belong to us equal, to the two of us. But if you build it on your grounds, and then you are a good person, you won't accommodate me, but it's not a physical token of the makeres helken. So maybe I don't want it. That's the shita. That's the shita of the law. Now, the rules are missing by both. That will go with the Sichelet. You need to go with both. Havere Milakibo, which you don't know. In Atoisi came with the Hero of the Shoes Lismah. That will only way I know the Hebrew of the Shoes Lismah. Mozomale, Ibi Mehalu Vina Hashto Lismah. Be in Matono Lichalu, you see the same Matelisir. Now, it could be explained in another way too. Now, there is the Mishneh further says that Bnei Oyiya have his schus to force each other to participate in the building of a chemor, a fortress, around the city. That's also a schus shrem. A schus shrem. What kind of halach is this that keeping Bnei Oyiya live in his soul? Chemor, bidelis, riach, I mean, because, so that's a halach of schus shrem. The shrem neighbors have a schus of forcing each other, to accommodate each other with the common needs, the common necessities. Now, a fortress is a common need of all the area, because if it doesn't have a fortress, so some enemy might attack the area. So the area, it's for the common, it's a common necessity of all the shame. So Shechem have his schutz to force each other to participate in the expenses of providing the common needs. As a matter of fact, there is a deceptive or basra that says that Bnei Oyiya have his schutz, means Bnei Oyiya, Jewish Bnei Oyiya, have his schutz to force each other to build the Bisakneses and the Bisamekash. Because the Bisakneses and the Bisamekash is a basic necessity for all the Neiria. So the Neiria, that is Schus, that's also a Schuschein. There are all kinds of Schuschein. So in other words, so there is a Schuschein of forcing each other to accommodate them with the common needs, the common necessities. Now, if we say Hezik, Shnei Hezik,
So if we
say Hashem, we say Hashem. So the visual observation is not considered a classics. But if we say Hezekiah, Ishmael Hezek, so the visual observation is a trespass, and what kind of a trespass is that? It's a continual trespass. So the male, the mechitze between the two shutrim can be enforced on the basis of that aloche, like keeping the Eliyah Livnis Lehem Chemo, or keeping the Eliyah Livnis Lehem Misakneses, Misamedresh, Receptible of Asfases. So it's the common need, the common basic need of the two neighbors. Does it make a difference whether it's the common need of all the Meleah or is the common need of these two neighbors? So Mele, the schutz of forcing each other to build a mechitza of Ezekri in accordance with Minikam Dine can be based upon this schutz of forcing each other, the training head of forcing each other to share in the expenses of providing for the common needs. It has to be a common need, a necessity. In other words, it is something that is a luxury, so the other fellow can tell him, well, I'm not interested in that. But if it's clear, so it means a trespass. So that's a basic necessity to be protected against a continual trespass. So the male, that's why the whole says, this who's to force each other to build a case on the Kongsuniadine is based upon this who's of providing for you, of accommodating each other for the common necessities. Some male, they get this who's to enjoy the tashmishi of that thing that can be enforced on the basis of the fact that this is indispensable for the common needs of the Dusha. Alright. Now the next stages. Levichoch. So, that's the first Levichoch in the Mishnah. The first Levichoch in the Mishnah is referenced to a chot. And by chot, also there is a schut kriya. There is a schut kriya. So, whether the schut kriya is a schutz kriya that shutrim always have, or according to the first lashon, because the Mishnah is reference to the case where the ones hire themselves to build a keisel. So the melee, they have a schutz kriya on the vicha because of the schutz kriya of building the keisel balkochon pirish lepish and ma keisel balkoch. Or we should meet to the Zelas is good, who is the God Kame, who he gave the other one that I was if she was the Zelas, who is the Bas, who is the Zelas. So the Mishnah is saying in effect that the reason is what in the event the Kesel collapses so that they both divide the Agoni and the Mokin between Ruben and Shimon is because at the very outset they had this host to became to each other. To participate jointly in the mokeim and in the expense and the avonim. So there is a presumption, there is a hazoke that a person will not neglect the opportunity of forcing the other neighbor, the other shooter, of sharing in the expenses in the mokeim. So maybe if the wall collapses, and then Rubin says, and let's say all the stones collapse into the grounds of Rubin. And Rubin says, I will do it by myself. Because you were reluctant, so I decided I'll do it myself. So it's not them, because there is a chazoke. Since Rubin, at the very outset, was able to enforce the building, the sharing of the expenses and of the grounds, and through Benjamin, so he certainly took advantage of it. A person does not neglect an opportunity to enforce a certain right that he has. So the male Reuben is nothing. That's the reason as why that happened. The implication being that if the Hebbinis was clear, if we were to say that as a clear Moishma has it, and then the wall collapsed And Rubin says, and all the stones are in the shoes of Rubin, and Rubin would say, I do it by myself, so then Rubin would be entitled to keep all the stones. Only because there is this was clear. So we know there is a choche, that the bone broke. But if there wouldn't be a sus clear, but if we say as a clear origin as it, if we say as a clear origin as it, so then they would divide it. But the one who has the possession of all the stones, he will keep. Vim te, umar, yel 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 אפילו נפלשוס לחל מהיה, כי די חוזיס ולא זה ולא זה. So by big God there is no סחוס קריאה. But, so if someone builds, he sets up a certain boundary mark, an overhead, I mean as a cement. So, and the case, and that will indicate that he is the one who built it. So the Gemara says, let's say, Ruvei has this part of the Pico, of this dialogue, and Shimon has this part of the Pico, and if Ruvei himself built it, and he built it on his grounds, so then he has to set up a marker, and the marker should be towards the other fellow's side. So that's the chosis. That will be a sin. And suppose they both build that in the Biko, they both decided to build it. So then they should construct two choses. Choses mikam and mikam. That in Biko. So the Mishnah says in Yofar, Hakeisel, Hamokim Avonim Shoshne. Why? Because we see that Avonim have two choses, so it's a raya than the both. So the Gemara asks Kashe, why does the Mishnah say that in order to assure that in the event of the collapse of the world, they will both divide everything? So we have to construct two choses, let them construct no choses, and they will still have to divide. So the Gemara says, according to the Gilas of Moshe Shem, and the Natal Gilas say, no, the reason is why the Mishnah tells us that if they both build a wall in the case, the wall in the Biko, so they have to construct two choses because we are afraid that one of the Shutvin might fraudulently be married himself and construct one choses, and then he'll take away all the stones. So because of that, the Chachamim are misakin that if they both build it, they should construct two choses. And the Kol Ta'algir says in Gemara, the Gemara is saying, they don't have to construct any choses, but the Mishnah is reference to the case where one of the Shutvim already was magnified himself and constructed one choses. So the Mele, in order to protect the other fellow, so they have to construct another choses. Whatever the terrors of the Gemara is. But the Gemara asks the Kashe, why does the Mishnah require us to construct two choses? Let them construct no choses, and everyone will be sure of dividing the stones in the Mokeh. So we see that even without this chuskriye, if the wall collapses and there is no choses, so they are entitled to divide it equally. So the question is, why does the Reish of the Mishnah say that the reason is why they divide equally the Mokeh and the Avonim is because they have a chuskriye. We see that the Gemara took it for granted that even in the Biko where there is no chuskriye, so even without the choses being constructed, if the wall collapses, so do the body people. Let's say this question. So according to Rashi, this is Kashi, no Kashi. Because according to Rashi, it's Pshat. Now look how Rashi explained the Kashi in the moment. That's how the כאלה רבשי, ויעד שלא יצא ולא יצא. אומר לי, לא יצריך לקודם אחד מהעירות בידי. So, I mean, and it is the same machine of the year, say, לא יצריך דילמו קודם אחד מהעירות בידי. All right. So, רשי says, לא יעשה חוד מסלול הזה ולא זה, והרי סימון, שאני אעשה יחד משווי, שיהיה לו עושה, So in other words, Rashi explained the Kasha of Gemore, not that Gemore assumes that whenever a Kesel collapses and we don't know who built it, where one of them built it, or the two of them built it, so even though all the stones collapse in the Rishus of Ruvein and he's the Murzeh, so it still has to be divided. No. According to Rashi, so in the if we would have any extraneous hoches, any extraneous evidence that they both built it, so then and they all collapses into the issues of Ruben, and Ruben would be saying to be I built it by myself, so Ruben would be entitled to keep it. And Bezim would tell Shimon, you are a Metzir, Ruben is a Mosek, you have the burden of proof. Introduce produce Adim will testify, produce evidence that will show that you both of it. But over there, by Biko, since by Biko, there is no Suskri by Biko. There is no Suskri by Biko. So the halacha is that whenever one of the Shifrim builds a Kesel, so the Chacham Mom is saying that he has to construct the Chozes. Now, here, so the Morris Kashi is, why does the Mishnah say that in order to protect each one, so if they both build it, so they have to construct two houses, they will be protected even without constructing any houses. Because since by Biko, the general practice is that whenever one builds, so he constructs the houses, so if no chosis is constructed, and then the wall collapses, even if all the stones collapse into the ground of Ruvein, so then we'll have a chochet, a proof that they both built it, not that Ruvein built it. That Ruvein's time is not true, because if Ruvein's time would be true, how is it there is no overhang attached to the top of the kesel? So we should have attached an overhang to the top of the kesel. And if the wall collapses without any overhang, without any marker, so the mainland, that in itself would constitute a proof that they both built. That they both built. But, so it's not that Gemara says, lo yaso chosis lo yaze ve lo yaze, because since it's a suffix, so moment I'm looking at suffix is chelkin. And even though all the stones collapsed into the ground of Ruvein, and Ruvein says, I built it myself, so Ruvein would, so it would still be Achleik, Ruvein wouldn't be Nemon, and it would still be Achleik. No! Over there, the Gemara says, Loyasu Chodis Loyase, Loyase. And without any Chodis, if the wall would collapse, it would be Achleiku, because we would have a Raya, a Choche, that the wall would build it. What the Raya would consist of the fact, the Raya would consist of the fact that there is no Chozis, because if Ruben built it the way Ruben can stay, so then there should be a Chozis, and there is no Chozis. Masha'in came, so that's to Gabi Biko, where there is a Takone of Chozis, if one builds it. But Gabi Chotzea, there is no Takone of Chozis, so Mele, Rashi can explain the Mishnah very well, but the Mishnah says, Lefichoch, and the Ramban and the Avishayim will say explicitly, that by Biko, that by Chotzea, there is no Takone of Chozis. By Chotzea, there is no Takone of Chozis. So Mele, we can understand this why the Mishnah says in the Reishe, Lefichoch im nofal hakeitzel hamokim avonim shel shneihem. Why? Because of the Suskriye. But if not for the Suskriye, and the stones will collapse into the grounds of Ruvein, And Reuben would say, I built it by myself. If there hadn't been a schus kriye that Reuben can force Shimon to participate jointly in the building, so then Reuben would be Nemon, because Amitzvah Leorai is a mover. But, so, obviously, Teisus did not explain the Gemara's Kashe the way Rashi explains. And then if the wall collapses, so it has to be divided, because there would be a chochet that the wall is built at. By virtue of the fact that there is, we don't see any overhang being attached to the Kesel, the collapsed Kesel, the collapsed Avoni. Teisus didn't explain it that way. But Teisus explained that, no. And in the event of the collapse of the wall, then it has to be achleiko, because Momin Amut Mizot Chelki, even though all the stones happen to be in the possession of Reuben. This is how it appears from the Gemara's Kashi. So the Meir Kashi is against the Mishneh. Why does the Mishneh say in the Reishe that by Chotzer, if the wall collapsed, so the only reason as to why it's divided is because there is Chus Kriye. But even without this Chus Kriye, it should be divided on the basis of Mom Namut Misof Chelkin, even though all the stones happen to be in the grounds of one. Because of Avea too, when the Gemara says, V'yasa l'chodes l'zeh l'zeh, the Gemara doesn't mean, because we take it for granted that if and when the wall collapses, so the stones will collapse in such a way that heck, 50% of the stones will fall on this side, and 50% of the stones will fall on the other side. Why? Does it happen? Does it have to happen that way? Most of the time, when the wall collapses, so the bulk of the stones fall in one direction. Not that 50% of the stones will fall in one direction, and 50% of the stones will fall in the opposite direction. And still the Gemara asks, why is it necessary to construct two chazis? Let them construct no chazis, and they will all be protected, because it will be achleiku. Why will it be achleiku? According to Teisus Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe, on the basis of Mom Namut Misot Chelkin. Teisus doesn't explain the Gemara on the basis of a yechoch, or because of the lack of the chazis, the absence of the chazis. So maybe here too, why does the Mishneh have to explain that the reason is why, if in the event, the wall of the chotzer collapses, so it's divided because of the schus kriye, even without the schus kriye. So it should be divided on the basis of Mom Namut Misot Chelkin. So he says, Behold, the Amrino Basheer, Gabi Machri Kola Bachamei, Vichem the Shabbais Valio, Vilaz the Bashu the Kaime, Vilaz the Hamits Machabe, or Aye, Machri Kola Bachamei. Reuben was the original owner of the Paul. Shimon was the original owner of the Hamel. And they made a barter, they made an exchange. So, and then they noticed immediately after the exchange was made, they noticed that there was, that the Paul had given birth to a cat, to a rat. But we don't know when did the birth take place, whether a second before the exchange or a second after the exchange. If the birth of the rat took place a moment before the exchange, so then to whom does the rat belong? To the original owner of the Paul. Because he only exchanged the pole for the Hamel, not the pole on the blood for the Hamel. So, the blood was not included in the exchange. So, if the birth took place a moment before the exchange, then the original Bala Rubin, the original Bala Paul, should get the blood. If the birth took place a moment after the exchange, so, who had title in the Torah? Shimon. So then, the blood should belong to Shimon. So the Mishnah said, Amachu v'chamehir, and then the Torah had the blood, and we don't know when the birth took place, so then it's Yachleik. It's Yachleik. So the blood belongs to Menench. So the Gemara is the Kashi. V'ler ze b'yoshuv v'man kaimeh. Let's see in whose reshus the blood is standing, whether in Reuben's reshus or in Shimon's reshus. So you might even tell it the kind of aga. The Mishnah is reference to the case where it's in the meadow. The blood is in the meadow, standing in the meadow. Alright. And then the same kind of kashin, the more it is, it's not like it's valid. So, Habayin Svar Yosho Shnai, let's say, Rubin and Shimei, one, they were shoot from in a big house, one was the action, one owned the ground floor, and one owned the Aliyo, the upper store, the power. And then the Habayin Svar Yosho collapsed, and the Habayin Svar Yosho collapsed, and there are some stones are intact, some stones are completely shattered. Now we don't know whether the stones of the Aliyo are the shattered ones, or the stones of the Bais are the shattered ones. There is a way of determining if we observe the collapse, how it collapses, whether it collapses from the bottom or it collapses from the top. But suppose it collapsed at night, and then we don't know so whether the broken stones, which are worthless, so are the stones of the Aliyo, and the intact stones of the Bais, or vice versa. So the two, the Gemara Esikashe, the Gemara Esikashe, Yirel Zerushus Manikaime. Let's see in whose grounds the because they all have certain grounds. The Baba Bais has a certain piece of the land for him, and the Baba Leo has a certain piece of land for him. So that was a man kaime. So let the Hamid Makabil right. So we see, so the boy is the terrace that where it fell into Bishus Mishneya, let's say, when the grounds belong to the two of them equally, they do not have separate grounds, the Balabais and Balalim. Anyway, so we see from the Kasha of Gemara that whenever there is a suffix and the stones are in the Bishus of one, then he keeps it. Then he keeps it. So the Meir, we should say, that in this Mishnah, if there hadn't been a Suskriye and all the stones collapsed in the grounds of Ruvain, then Ruvain would be entitled to keep it. So maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah explains the Aloch of Yachreiku, the Pichoch, because of the Suskriye, but if there hadn't been a Suskriye, then we would say they all belong to the one in whose Rishus all the stones collapsed. As it appears from Gemore, in a Bais Vario, in a Sheya. So he just says, no. Behold, I'm in a Sheya, I'm 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 a כי דואי כאוכל חזוק גוזה יסר מלוזה. So the Rebbe asked the Baba Chameya. So originally it was known to who is the Muzek and who owns the Paul. We knew that Ruben owns the Paul. And mainly if Ruben owns the Paul, so mainly any grudge of the Paul owns a long story. Owns a long story. So the Mele, there we cannot say Yachlei. There we cannot say Yachlei. Mashem ke, here, so the Sofik is Neilad before. It's not, let's say, the wall collapsed. The wall has been standing for 5 years. Now after standing for five years, the wall collapsed. So the Sofik of it, now the question is, whose stones are these? Are they Rubens or the Shimon's? So the Sofik originated now with the collapse. All the 5 years we had the Sofik. When, as we saw the wall standing, so we had the Sofik. Who built it? Did they build it? Did the two of them build? Or, let's say, if there hadn't been a Suskriye. Of course, I will be honest that there is a Suskriye. So we know there was no Sofik. But we are considering it if there hadn't been a Suskriye. So then it appears from the Mishnah that it wouldn't be Achleiko. So why shouldn't it be Achleiko? Even if the heaviness was created. Because if the heaviness was created, so then the Sofik would have originated at the very outset, when the world was built. And at that time, while the world was standing, and we discussed it, who built that? One of the two shufim, or the two of them together. So then, and then the Shaila came out before best. Let's say, suppose they would have a fight about it, and they wanted a determination by best, you know, who owns the stones and the grounds, and they became before best, what would best pass in there? Suppose they decided to submit that question while the wall was standing. Who has title in that wall? Let's say, while the wall is standing, let's say somebody wanted to be established in the wall. He wanted to use the wall as support for another building that he wanted to build. And the other fellow said, no, you cannot use it for establishments. The whole thickness of the wall, and they came before Bezdin. So what would the Bezdin decide? That the wall, the mokim, and the wall, the stones, belong to the two of them. If the shayla came up before Bezdin, before the wall collapsed. So then they were both Mozart, equal Mozart. Then they were both Mozart. Now that it collapsed, and it collapsed to the grounds of Hunain, so Hunain has possession. But suppose they came with their conflict before Bezdin, 5 years before. So what would Bezdin say? Yachleishu, he belongs to both of them. Because then they were both equal. No one had more possession than the other. So the melee, so now Hunain is the Muzek. So where is the Aloha? So that's Tesis Kiddush. There's a whole Aloha of Ameitzin Haber Olam Raya, that the one who is the Muzek, he keeps it, is only Shayach if at the time when the Sofik is Nilat, a certain person is a Muzek. But if at the time the Sofik is Nilat, both are Muzokim. And now, after both were Muzokim in the Kesel, So one of them became a Kesel, it became a Mosaic, so then it's like considered like Tfisa Nira Mosaic. And what's the halacha about Tfisa Nira Mosaic? Now, so there is a whole sugya, Ishaku Mikaye, Yiborim Mamitsiye, Tok Vekeye Mitsiye Smiolito, Vekeye Mitsiye Smiolito, Shneimer Mikalez, and that's right, the Gemara applies it to Shneimer Mikalez. But the Gemara, what it really does not have, it has nothing to do with Shneimer Mikalez. So the Gemara discusses the question of Tokhe King. Let's see, Sofik fails. A Pchel of Behemo belongs to the king. Now suppose we don't know whether it is in Cho or not. Let's say Behemo gave birth to Vlad, and we don't know whether it had miscarried Vlad before this mother Behemo or not. So this Vlad is a Sofik fails. We don't know. Maybe it belongs to the Kayan, maybe it belongs to Israel. So we say, Am Yisrael Chaber Olamarai, the Kayan cannot demand it from the Israel, the Vlad. But suppose the Kayan grabbed the Vlad, he was taking things. So the more as a shot, talk to the Kayan, Mitzin is the other, any Mitzin is the other. And Mitzin is the other, any Mitzin is the other. So according to most Torah Gesheim, except the Rambam, so the mascot of the Gemara is the talk to the Kayan is Mitzin is the other. Talk the king of the Israel. In other words, if there is a behemoth heavy blood, and it is soft, whether it's the first blood or it's the second blood, because maybe there was already previously miscarried blood, so it belongs to the Israel. But if the king grabbed it from him, so we passed in most Christian passages that the mascot of the Gemara is that we see in the other, that basically is made see the blood from the Kayan and gives it back to the Israel. What does it mean? That even though right now, who is the Muzik the Kayan? So let the Kayan tell the Israel, how many times have all right? Originally, when we have it in Torah, so you pass me, no. I'm not entitled to that Sophic prayers, because the Israel is the Muzik. But I do initiate it in my life, own hands, and I grab it. Now I have possession. And the Israel is trying to take it away from me. So why don't you pass it? Just as a month ago, you said to me, you are the lazy, you have the burden of food. Why? So he's saying to Bezin, why don't you tell the Israel, you have the burden of food? So then the Aloha talked to him, so what does it mean? That physically, van die moeder zijn. Als je leert dat Sophie, is in het. Abelai.